Welcome to the Local News Network Telluride. I'm Julia Caulfield. In the headlines, Mountain Village is unique in Colorado in that it allows non-resident property owners to vote in municipal elections. This week, Mountain Village Town Council discussed an ordinance to set a special election for July to allow voters to decide, among other things, whether those voting rights should extend to non-resident owners who hold property in an LLC or corporate entity, rather than personally. This is often done so property can be passed to an heir without having to pay an estate tax. There was a lot of discussion and public comment on the matter, and Town Council passed the ordinance 5-2 on first reading. It will come back for a second reading. San Miguel County's Parks and Open Space Department is moving forward with a project on the Bridal Veil Trail. The project would connect the upper and lower portions of the trail as it passes by the base of the waterfall, adding steel steps to cross rock, and potentially including a small deck and overlook area. The plans have already been engineered for the popular trail, which attracts tens of thousands of hikers every year, and the county hopes to begin construction this summer. Several weapons bills are making their way through the state legislature. House Bill 1292, which would ban assault weapons, is already passed out of the Judiciary Committee and will now be heard by the full House. The State House has already passed a measure requiring training for concealed carry, and the Senate passed a bill to fund state investigations of illegal firearms. Three more bills will be heard this week, seeking to prohibit weapons in certain public places, to require liability insurance for gun owners, and to ensure guns in unattended vehicles are kept stored in locked containers. In other news, Forest Service officials and local groups are employing a new tool to combat beetles that are killing trees across the state, pheromones. This spring, they will be hanging packs of different kinds of pheromones to repel spruce and pine beetles from taking up residence and destroying our local trees. Pheromones don't just attract, they also repel. For more information, visit the Colorado State University website at colostate.edu. For Local News Network Telluride, I'm Julia Caulfield. For more local news, tune in to KOTO Radio weeknights at 6 p.m. or check out tellurideLocal.news. Thanks for watching.